Would you tell us a little about yourself and about the impetus for the longest, shortest time?
Sure. So I had my daughter about 3.5 years ago, and it was a really rough childbirth and recovery. And I wound up not really being able to walk or be mobile for about 2 months after her birth. It made it so that I couldn't really be the kind of mother I wanted to be. You know, I couldn't change her diaper. I couldn't be the one to like bounce her back to sleep. When you're a new mom, I think you want to be able to provide those kinds of things for your kid. And we moved to a town where I didn't know anybody when she was 4 months old. And I was feeling kind of lonely. And I think that's pretty common when you have a new baby anyway. I felt like this deep, intense need to connect with other moms who could kind of talk about how it's not necessarily easy for other people either. I started out interviewing people I knew, but I just wanted to like connect deeply with other moms and other parents about struggles that they were having. So it was like, it started out as this like really cathartic experience for me. And, you know, I also did it because I missed doing some professional work, and this was a way to sort of get my hand back in creating something. But what it wound up being was something that other parents said was a real help to them, too, to hear these other voices. And a lot of parents will be like listening in the middle of the night when their kid is up. And they say that this really helps them get through those long nights. I call it, yeah, a 3 a.m. bedside companion for new parents.
And so your child is now 3 years old. And in a recent yes. blog post, you had commented that she's now at the age where she's forming memories that will actually stick. What are some of the things that you hope she'll remember about this time in her life?
So that blog post was about being afraid that she'll remember some of the harder things, like when I make mistakes or lose my temper. But what I hope she'll remember is not that stuff. I think she'll remember both the good stuff and the bad stuff, which I guess is what helps turn us into people. But I hope she'll remember some of the things that I'm going to remember as the good times. And you know, we're different people, so she might not remember these things. When your kid is a toddler, it's hard to in a different way from when it's hard when they're a baby. The things that really stand out to me are the times when we're in harmony and we're having fun doing the same things. So like, a couple nights ago, we were lying in bed listening to her music, and the song Shoe Fly came on, and I started singing it to her, and I was kind of like whispering it and singing it in her ear, and she started singing too, really softly. And we don't have too many of those like soft, tender moments, because she's still sort of at this age where she's very rambunctious, and it was so lovely to like lie there singing with her. And I wanted that moment to never end. I hope she remembers that too.
And now what about you? Do you have specific memories from your childhood? Like, were there things that you did with your parents or siblings or you loved and remembered or have moved into your household?
Yeah, I mean, so my mom is an artist and she brought her artwork into everything in our lives. And some of my favorite memories from my childhood were her bringing out all the little bits and scraps of things that she had collected so that I could make stuff. I mean, thinking specifically about, you know, like the holidays are coming up now. We celebrate Hanukkah in my family. And I loved the tone that my mom set in the home. She made this big, larger than life size menorah out of paper and cardboard, I guess. And I loved when she would card out the giant menorah and I could look through it. And then we would do things like, you know, making dough ornaments of dreidels and stars and stuff and paint them. And she just always had these projects. So yeah, I loved looking forward to that.
Will your daughter get to experience that with your mother?
Oh yeah, they do projects all the time together. It's really, really fun to watch.
Well, I bet you and your spouse had different traditions from childhood. Has it been a source of tension while trying to establish for your family?
So my husband is Latino and I'm Jewish. So like I know a lot of families that come from different religious backgrounds or cultural backgrounds might have issues with what is our kid going to be. And for us, actually, that was the easy part. We just both agreed she would be Jewish. I wanted that, I think, more than he cared to have her celebrate Christmas. And she gets Christmas presents from her grandparents, and that's totally cool. But basically, we're raising her as a Jew, as a like a half Latina Jew. And a lot of our like traditions that have to do with our culture revolve around food. So for him, he wants to have tamales on Christmas Eve. And that I love that, you know, I want to do that too. But it is hard to find tamales if you're in New Jersey. We're working on getting a source for that. You know, and in my family, it's like the foods are, you know, latkes and matzo ball soup and stuff like that for the holiday, for different holidays. But, you know, I think that the thing that we do struggle with is because I consider myself Jewish culturally, not religiously. And so how do we raise her as a Jew? Are we going to send her to Hebrew school of some kind? Or like, how do we educate her that that's part of her history other than giving her, you know, Jewish food? And how do we educate her that she is Latina other than giving her tamales? You know, like there are traditions, but then there's like education. And I think we both had that built in. Like I did go to Hebrew school and he has parents who are immigrants. And she's like a generation removed from that. And so we struggle with, well, what are we going to do to teach her that stuff?
What are some of the special traditions that you've established in your home or that you hope to establish?
We didn't really do this intentionally, but like the first year the holidays rolled around when she was a baby, my husband took a week off right around Christmas, and we do sort of the traditional Jewish, you know, Chinese food and a movie Christmas. But we just took that week to like, I guess, do a staycation is the word for it. We live near New York City, so we just like went into the city a lot, and you know, took her to the Natural History Museum and a children's museum, and we got her a slice of pizza, which we discovered she loved. She just like devoured it. You know, we all had such a good time and we bonded so much, and it was like the time to refresh and start over. And it really did feel that way. It was very restorative. And so we did it again the next year. And now we just plan it as like, that's what we're going to do. We're going to go and make sure we do some stuff in the city, and we're going to relax, and we're going to bond as a family during that week.
Along the same lines, many young parents spending time traveling to see, you know, other family during the holidays, and it's a lot of time in the car and a lot of, you know, that kind of planning that can be very stressful. So I don't know, do you have tips or thoughts on the over planning, or just kind of, it sounds like sometimes things just kind of come out of thin air and then they work for you.
Yeah, I mean, I always feel overwhelmed this time of year. And I think, you know, I'm not in the advice giving business, but I do think it's healthy to have some autonomy this time of year if you can in your plans. And a lot of times we have obligations with family, but I think it's a nice idea to do the kind of thing where you can have at least, you know, one day that you pick out and you're not obligated to anybody, that like you can look forward to, and you can be like, we are gonna, every year on this day, we're going to go to a movie together, or we're going to sit at home and play board games, or, you know, whatever makes your family feel good and relaxed. Because like, it seems like it shouldn't have to be this way to like plan your relaxation time. But I think it can't always be spontaneous. And sometimes you do have to just say like, we are blocking out this day on the calendar for us to do what we want to do, you know, in our nuclear family.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.